Triple M. Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jazz.
Good evening, Rush Hour family. Welcome to a Tuesday edition of your show. This is your show for the next 90 minutes. And one man that makes this show is our beloved country boy, Bernie Vince, joins us. G'day, Bern. Welcome.
Hello, Jars. Great to be here again. Big show tonight. Been very busy today. Played a bit of golf to start with this morning, which always gets my day off to a good start. So, yeah. And I'm back. I'm not angry today after golf, so I'm back playing okay. So how about your day? Good?
Been productive. Did some little chores around the establishment. But look, a lot of news to get through.
Yeah.
A lot of issues. Yep. I reckon it's a golf clap for the great man himself, John Kennedy. Legend in the AFL Hall of Fame last night. Yep. And Lenny Hayes.
What a star he was.
Just tough. Heart and soul. And you played against Lenny, and just what a wonderful young man. And we congratulate him as one of the inductees. But did you know that the Hall of Fame was on? I had no idea it was on. And it goes over for 4 days on Fox Sport.
4 days?
4 days. It goes over for four nights. So there'll be another inductee tonight.
Yeah, okay. Right. I didn't realise that. Are you in line for getting something?
No.
Not yet?
No, I don't.
Maybe next year. Okay. I'll go with you.
I'm just grateful to play the great game. That's all I'm grateful for.
Yeah.
So congratulations to those wonderful men of our great game of football. And now, look, you and I got into work.
Yes.
And then Andrew McLeod, the Bungie, one of the greats of our football club, has come out and said that his old club is not the place you feel welcomed. Now, that has rattled the can. It has rattled the foundations of the football club. We're going to catch up with Rob Chapman shortly about him stepping down as chairman. Also, we'll ask him that question. But I've had that many text messages from past players, Byrne, and you probably had the same. Here's Bungie on a podcast today with Matt Turner discussing his thoughts on the Adelaide Crows Footy Club.
I'm one of those guys that, like, if you ask me if I felt comfortable walking back into the football club, I'd say no. Like, I don't walk into the change rooms and I don't sort of walk around. I just feel, I don't know, it's one of those things, and I've had this conversation with a lot of my old teammates, is that it's not a place that you feel, and you see lots of guys go back to their footy clubs and they feel welcome. For me, the Crows doesn't really have that vibe.
Right, okay.
It doesn't have that vibe where it feels like you're really welcome there.
Yeah.
And I've done some work there, right?
Yeah.
So with my programs and whatnot, but it's not a place that you sort of feel like it embraces you as a past player.
Yeah, some strong words, isn't there, Jazz? Because this is a space where the Adelaide Footy Club have put a lot of time and effort into over the past 3 or 4 or 5 years. So, because it was probably an area they need to improve on. And I mean, I don't think he probably realised the severity of his comments and how far it would go, basically. And, you know, this is going to be on all the radio stations, it's going to be on the news tonight, and it's big. So I just sort of had a bit of a think about it. Most players, and unlike Andrew McLeod, most players' careers ended for them, either delisted or traded or moved on. But very few players end their careers on their own terms, and he was one of them. So I can understand players that are delisted feeling a little bit of sour grapes, but he ended his career 340.
Do you think it's sour grapes, Byrne, what he said? Because he works at the Adelaide Crows. He's there 3 or 4 times a week with the AFLW, with the Crows girls, and they love him in that program.
Indigenous program, absolutely. Yep.
And the past players function, and Rod Jamieson and a few of the boys have done a terrific job the last 4 or 5 years, like you said, to make sure that us past players you know, are united, and we get Matt nearly 200 down there at the club for home games.
Every home game.
But as past players, we get invited all the time to come into the change rooms. You know, Tex and all the boys have been wonderful. Come down and see the boys do warm up. But end of the day, it's their day. It's their time now. We had our time. We had our day in the sun.
Yeah.
So, and why now? You know, we've got Bob Hammond, who passed away, a great of our football club. And then the club's going through their other internal issues to get things back on track.
Yep.
But why would Bungie say it now?
Yeah, it's really poor.
Why?
Poor timing. If he feels that way, I love people that say what they think.
Don't bring it out in the social media. Don't bring it out in the media. Go and talk to Roo. Go and talk to Robbie Chapman or Fags, or talk to Rod Jamieson as a past player president.
Yep.
But don't bring it out. Don't bring that out now. Not now.
That's what most people would do, Jazz. That's what we'd do. We'd go and speak to the people or the powers to be that needed to change, or we felt they needed to change. So he's probably done it the wrong way, but probably didn't realise at the time the severity of what he said or how far it was going to go. Yeah. So, there'll be big questions asked now, won't there?
And we can ask Rob Chapman those questions next.
Rob Chapman's coming up. It's going to be an explosive half hour. We've got Burns beef on the way as well.
I feel like I've been rushed. Why are you rushing me?
I'm not rushing you.
Why are you winding us up? You're wrapping us up.
That's my job. I do the helicopter up here, okay?
Oh.
Bertie and Charles, Rush Hour, 104.7 Triple M. How's this for a lineup today? We've got Dave Reynolds coming up soon, Tom Jonas, captain of Port Adelaide on the way, and Bernie's beef as well. 5 minutes away with Rush Hour, Bernie and Charles and 104.7 Triple M.
All right, Bern, let's talk to the Adelaide Crows chairman, Robbie Chapman. Look, he's been in the chair for 13 years and he's seen everything at our footy
Certainly
club.
Certainly has.
And he's going to stand down end of the year and he's on the show. And Rob, thanks for your time and congratulations regarding the decision. Was it tough?
No, it wasn't tough making that decision. I made it last year and reiterated it a few times earlier in the year. And I suppose COVID comes around, which is one of those events that happen, you know, once in a lifetime, and a few other presidents staying on to assist their clubs. As I've said, I would never walk away and leave them in the lurch, but I just know that there'll be somebody on our board that'll be ready to step up into the shoes at the end of this season.
And how does that selection process work for the new chairman? Is it yourself, Pickett, or the board, or how does that work?
It's pretty consultative, Byrne. You know, as you know, we changed our constitution several years ago so that we get a couple of member-elected board members. Yep. We've actually got three on our board that are elected by members. The rest we sort of hand-picked to fit the skill set and the experience that we need to run the football club. And then the board itself select the chairman. So, look, we've got several months to go through this and, you know, there's plenty to discuss and debate about it. But as I've often said, it's a good board and there's plenty of people there that have got the right attributes to do the job.
Is Roo the front runner?
Oh, no.
He does everything else.
Yeah, no.
Mate, he does do everything else. And, you know, what Roo, you know, I've spoken to Roo a couple of times today. I speak to him every single week. I mean, he has got a huge capacity to work, as we just said. Mm. But, you know, his genuine love of the football club and the value he adds to it and the workload and the effort he puts in is, you know, I hope people realise. I mean, he does it for nothing.
Yeah.
We all do it for nothing, of course. Mm. But you do it for the right reasons. And, you know, look, he, along with several of the others, you know, could do the job. But it then gets down to time too. And a lot of these guys have got day jobs that pay, you know, to support their families. So it's not for everyone.
Rob, 13 years. What's been your toughest challenge as our club chairman that's really hit you between the eyes?
Gee whiz, without doubt, Phil Walsh Jars. You know, can't believe it's over 5 years, but... That was a really tough day for no doubt his family, but for our football club and everybody. And I still remember it vividly. You know, that was a tough one. We've had our share. They're all learning experiences. You know, you've got to learn from it. Make sure things don't happen again. Some things we could have done better. Mm. We should never ever deny that. Yeah. But. There's been lots of good times too. You know, we end up owning our license. We've transferred and you know, we've made Adelaide Oval our own and we've brought the city to life. You know, we've fought hard. We were the hardest and the last team to get an AFL license in the AFLW. How good's that been?
Yeah.
And to win two premierships. So lots of good times along the way.
Chappie, are we going to see permanent change into the future of AFL football now in terms of, you know, we've seen assistant coaches being stood down and there's been talk about player list sizes and salary caps. Do you feel that that may be permanent?
Yes, I do, Byrne. I'm convinced that there'll need to be structural change. This is not just a 2020 issue, and it won't even be for next year. This will go on for 3 to 5 years.
Wow.
Every club, and I don't want to sound like the pessimist, but that's face reality. No good burying your head in the sand here. But, you know, we're going to have revenue shortfalls for the next few years. We've got to be very, very prudent with our expenses. Our members would expect that of us. You know, we spent the last 10 years paying off our debt to build our wonderful facilities down there at West Lakes. And because the margin in football's, you can't do it in 1 or 2 years. Yeah. And now, depending upon how our member pledge you know, process goes over the next few weeks, you know, we're going to end up with potentially another $10 to $12 million worth of debt. So,
wow.
You know, no one likes to leave that behind, but every club's going to have it. The AFL's got it. But let's spare a thought for everybody in the community because every business has got this now and a lot of people have lost their jobs. And, you know, as a footy club, we don't forget that we're not the only ones going through this.
Chatting with Crows Chairman Rob Chapman. Now, Rob, Andrew McLeod, one of the greats of our footy club, has come out today on a podcast and doesn't feel welcome at the Adelaide Crows Footy Club. Why in the hell would he come out and say that, knowing that the club has invested in him, they've looked after him? He's much loved, as we know, but why? Why now?
Yeah, look, I don't know. I only just found out about it. I mean, you know, I love Andrew. We all do. His actions don't match the words that I've seen attributed to him, and I've put a call in to him just recently, so no surprise not to have got one back just yet. Yeah. But look, I know those comments are at odds with Jars, all your mates, Bernie, all your mates. Yeah. You know, people on the past players committee. It was something that I've heavily invested in the last 5 years. Mm. You know, Rod Jamieson heads it up. Yeah. Every game of football, there's 200 people in the room, past players and officials. You know, we've just introduced the father-son, father-daughter, you know, process in the club, which has been well-received. You know, I've just had every captain of the football club, other than Goody, because he's got Melbourne commitments, I totally understand that, come in and support the club in our hour of need. Mm. You know, as I said, between us all, we've spoken to a lot of players today and, yeah, they don't quite get it. So, look, I'm glad we're confronting it because we've got to own what's transpired. And, look, I'm sure we'll get to the bottom of that with Bungie and I'm sure it'll explain itself.
I'm sure it will. Now, have the AFL made any indication to you or the footy club that they'll look after him in the back end of the year in terms of bulk games at home, seeing we're going to have to play so many games away early?
Yeah, look, you know, the AFL actually called out the two Western Australian, two South Australian clubs on the last president's meeting last week and just acknowledged that, you know, we're going to be doing it a little bit tougher up there in a hub on the Gold Coast. Yeah. And that we would be, you know, to use those words, looked after at some stage during the season. And look, every club lines up to that. You know, no one's trying to seek advantage here. And we've got to get parity as best we can. This is really, really difficult. I only spoke to Gil on this yesterday. You know, he's trying to put together the next lot of 4 to 6 matches. And whilst we've got current quarantine and current border restrictions, it's really, really hard. And every state's different. So, look, it's going to change. We're going to have to be flexible. We're going to have to be nimble, which we are now. And we're very, very collegiate. I'm really pleased with that, all clubs in the AFL. And, you know, I bet you they don't know what round 9 or 10 look like just at the moment. So let's get through these four, starting with a showdown in a fortnight.
Yep, sounds good.
Thank you, Rob, thanks for your time. We'll chat again before the year's out. So good luck when the season starts in a few weeks. And, we appreciate your time.
Yeah, no, I appreciate your support too. Thanks very much.
Good on you, mate. Thanks, Rob Chapman there from the Adelaide Crows. This is Bern and Jars on the Rush Hour.
Triple M. Batten down the hatches. Hold on to your hats on Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars.
You got beef with me.
It's time for Bernie's Beef.
For country living homes, anything from transportable and lightweight homes to brick veneer and luxury constructions.
All right, Bern, looking forward to it, mate. Bern's Beef, who have you got in your sights, my friend? Andrew McLeod, anyone else?
No, you might not be looking forward to it after this one, Jar. So as the family knows, we got a new text line yesterday, and we used it for the first time last night, and somehow you've appointed yourself as captain of the iPad.
Yes!
Which might have been a bad decision on your behalf.
Well, we've got something that Triple M have started this morning with Rupert and Ditz. Triple M's text line.
Yeah, how does that work?
If you've got something to say on air, now you can text us. Is that how we're working it?
You're just reading it off the screen.
No, I'm not. I've got to get it right.
So you know,
instead of phoning us, you can text us.
Well, as well as phoning us. Yeah, you can text us. So 0488851047. Punch that into your phone, and Jars has got the iPad in front of him.
Yeah, I can read.
There's your first problem. There's the first problem.
It's
you're
not,
in control
but we want
of the
some
iPad.
Honest feedback, you know, okay. And you can text us anything you want.
Oh,
this is great, Bern.
What's happening?
No, this is what they're doing. The family can text us any time while we're on the show, and we'll just read them out. All right.
Well, this could get real loose.
This is all good. Can I reply to some of these messages?
You can, yeah, but don't.
Yeah, don't. You shouldn't.
Hang on.
Anyway, Boxy had some advice for you. It was confusing.
Just adds the confusion. That's Boxy from Para Hills. Now, Boxy, don't get confused, lovey.
This is about where I lost you in the show in the first 10 minutes.
Oh, no.
But how could Boxy not be confused?
Put it into your mobile phone. Now, just to prove how simple it is, you got your mobile phone there.
Yeah, I got it here.
Right, so why don't you put that number into your phone? Do you know how to make contact?
He wouldn't know.
Yeah, I do. No, here we go. Well, all right. So, 004.
Oh, how long we got it? You know we're on air.
No, I've got. Yeah, no, it's not. Working.
Oh, God. Oh, I can hear you changing gears.
No, this is good. Bit right. Rude, Stuart Port Norlunga. Oh, someone's whacked you, Shawnee. Oh, dear. Surprisingly, Sean Murphy's still DJ, not head of the advertiser, the Scrooge Bob firm from Bridge.
We don't know whether that was the text message fault or the bloke reading its fault.
The text message. Burn, the Carlton Football Club, a new initiative for 2020 season for three games. Randomly selected names from 67,000 members will appear above the numbers of the 22 selected players if selected members get through. What are you laughing for?
I think he got there in the end, didn't he?
I got there. Yeah. Yeah, but I think it's a great idea.
I don't understand.
Members' names on the back of their Stop. Jumper.
So there's going to be 67,000 names on there.
For three games in 2020.
What I can take
that's
what
a 1 in 67,000 chance to get on the jumper.
Yeah, so there's not many. But yeah, there's going to be a few. How big's the name? Is it going to be like a big name across
well,
the top
know.
Of the number?
I'm asking you the question.
Yeah.
Did you say you'd never been sacked?
Never. Oh, no. Crows I did. And North Adelaide.
Triple M's.
So how do Twice. I get whacked
Keep
for that?
Keep this up, mate, and it might be three times. Now, day in, day out, I'm used to carrying this show a lot when your mind wanders.
Yeah.
But I've got to draw a line in the sand somewhere, Jazz. And as you know, Jay Clark comes on every Monday, and he's the actual one that commissioned me to do this beef. What up,
QC? Jay Clark.
Oh, he's one of our favourites. Reports every on Mondays.
How are you going?
No, because I'm just excited about our
Don't
new toy.
Don't text and drive, mate. You're texting and true. You're not concentrating. Put it down and let's move on.
G'day, Jay. Welcome. Let's straighten up here.
Can you afford it? You have to be going 100% anyway, don't you? It's not that the players can go, oh, I'm just going to take it easy in this first game back. They'll be going helter-skelter, won't they?
Good stuff.
You're cutting him off, eh? You got another question.
Oh, sorry, Jay. The fixture, what does it look like after round five? Will the Adelaide Crows and Port Adelaide get some games at Adelaide Oval?
You know what he... Can I just
texting
interrupt?
Texting again.
You
know he's texting.
He's reading the text messages. Jay,
Jay, I'm listening to you. Just honestly. Yeah. Jay's the most important thing. Now, Jay, the fixture. Send a text, Jay.
He's gone. He hung up on you.
Did he hang up?
He's had enough.
Did he hang up on me?
If you're not going to listen,
no, but I was
people
listening.
Are just going to hang
no,
up.
I was
no,
listening.
You've had the bloody iPad and no, you've been texting and reading and you're not concentrating.
Oh, I'm going to
You haven't been yourself.
I'm going to ring
Put
him
it
back.
Down apologies. And let's move on. You're ringing him.
I apologise.
Stop it. You got what you deserve, my friend. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I beef ruined Dits about impersonating Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
Now you're impersonating Ron Burgundy. Oh.
You stay classy, San Diego. I'm Ron Burgundy.
Damn it, who typed a question mark on the teleprompter? For the last time, anything you put on that prompter, Burgundy will read.
That's what I'm worried about here. Have you checked out? I want to know, have you checked out? Because you're going on holidays Wednesday.
Yes,
are you still
I do.
With me? Are you here?
I won't be coming back.
Well, what am I meant to do when you're on holiday? Work by myself?
Yes.
Well, isn't someone joining
no,
you?
No, blew it.
Oh, no way!
Yeah.
Not blew it! Blew it can get no. I'm not working with him! No, I'm going on holiday too. He can get
You gotta stay on here, you idiot.
I'm out.
Son of a runner. I'm Burgundy. I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, Adelaide. Burn, Country Living Homes, wonderful friends of ours, the Ravencross family, and look, great sponsors of the beef.
They certainly are, and thank you very much for them. And I've been good family friends with them for a long time, Jazz, and always support community country sport as well. So well done to them for jumping on board.
Crows fans are very, very upset regarding their champion, Andrew McLeod. He was on a podcast today, and it's rocked the football foundations down at West Lakes regarding his comments. He doesn't feel, said his old club is not a place you feel welcomed. It's not as if he's not welcomed. He just doesn't feel welcome. And this is what he had to say today.
I'm one of those guys that, like, if you ask me if I felt comfortable walking back into the football club, I'd say no. Like, I don't walk into the change rooms and I don't sort of walk around. I just feel, I don't know, it's one of those things, and I've had this conversation with a lot of my old teammates, is that it's not a place that you feel, and you see lots of guys go back to their footy clubs and they feel welcome. For me, the Crows doesn't really have that vibe.
Right, okay. It
doesn't have that vibe where it feels like you're really welcome there.
Yeah.
And I've done some work there, right?
Yeah.
So with my programs and whatnot, but it's not a place that you sort of feel like it embraces you as a past player.
Something's happened that we're unaware of, Jazz, and until that comes out or is spoken about, I don't think we can comment.
Well, I spoke to Rupert before, and he has had lengthy discussions with Bungie and Cloud, all right? But Rue won't discuss what the conversation was about, and that's fair enough.
I don't know why he'd have sour grapes or feel.
Do you think it's sour grapes, or is it just an honest opinion about the footy club that?
Well, I you know what? I love that he's come out and said it.
As a past player, how do you feel? And see, don't forget, you know, you've been in Melbourne for 5 years.
Yeah, I have. So I haven't been back. But I'm part of the email chain. I get phone calls from Rod Jamieson. I feel like they look after the past players okay. But I'm probably not, because I'm not in the city the whole time. It's tough to gauge. But I'd love for Andrew McLeod to come out and speak why about it, like what actually say why he feels like that, because he said there's other teammates as well. So if there's an area the footy club can get better at, this is good feedback for him, Jazz. Yeah. So they need to get to the bottom of it and find out how many players feel the same way.
It's a good question. Good question. 133353. Oh no, we're not doing 133353. Furious 5. Oh no, I'm just obviously, you know, it's hit home, hasn't it?
Yeah,
you know,
it's a great of
our footy club has just gone bang.
Because we all love Bungie too. Oh, we all love Andrew McLeod. So I just don't like it the way he's done this.
Quiz time. Furious 5. Let's get on the line, family. We're ready to go, and we've got a great prize, Sean. Too Faster Pasta.
We have indeed. Yeah, $50 voucher.
Lovely.
For
133353. The phones are ready for you to ring up, and we're ready to go, Byrne. Great questions tonight.
Here we go.
The questions were tough last night, Byrne.
Oh, they were very tough. Hopefully they're tough again.
Oh,
I like them tough. Okay. Yeah.
I'm not happy about Byrne's beef. That's a slur on me and the way I operate.
Yes. No, you just provide great content, Jazz. Thank you for that.
Yes. No, 100%
don't you laugh there, mate. You don't even like this segment. You want it shut down, radio icon, Hall of Famer, potential.
I could do a daily beef on you, Jazz, if you wanted.
Triple M. Triple
M. The Furious Five. It's time for the most groundbreaking quiz to hit the airwaves.
I do not believe it.
A quiz that has captured the hearts of the nation.
Did you hear the segment? What did you think?
It was pretty loose.
A quiz where anything goes.
It's question four.
It's one nil out of four.
A quiz that everyone knows.
Everyone's loving
this
it.
This could win an award in the year.
Two callers battled out by answering 5 questions. One with the most correct wins. It's time for the Furious Five.
The Furious Five.
All right, Byrne, let's get straight into it. Jeremy from Happy Valley joins us. G'day, Jez. Jez.
Yeah?
Sorry, mate. The butt off fat fingers stuffed up the buttons there. G'day, mate. Welcome.
How you going, guys?
Good, brother. What do you do for a job?
I'm a spare parts interpreter.
All right, mate. Oh.
Interpreter.
Interpreter.
Yeah.
Can you interpretate me sometimes?
Interpretate.
It's not hard.
You wonder why
interpretation. Shawnee from Newton. G'day, Sean.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Yeah, going all right, mate. It's a bloody messy. This has been frantic the last hour or so on this show. And what do you do for a job there, Shawnee boy?
I'm a Sparky, mate.
Sparky. Nothing better, Byrne.
Nice. Tough.
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 Blue collar.
You two ready to go? 5 questions. If you get a, yell out your name first if you know the answer. 1 point for the correct answer. I'm the scoreboard attendant. If you get it wrong, chaps, a minus point. Lifeline, Jarman and Byrne. All right, if you get straight. Now, we don't have the answers. The icon himself, Sean Craig Murphy of Australia, has the answers.
StrainingRadioSchool.com.
Oh, crikey. She's got
here we go. Are we ready?
Question number one, Byrne. Fire away, my friend.
Okay. Which Crows legend has whacked the club today as being unwelcome?
Jeremy.
Andrew McLeod.
Well done. Well played.
Well done.
Okay. Number two.
Easy one to start. 2. Name something AFL players are lobbying to have in the Gold Coast hubs.
Jeremy.
Sean. Yes, Jez.
Their family.
Well, technically.
No, they're already getting the family.
What is it?
So it could have been anything. PlayStations, NutriBullet, coffee, toasted sandwich, press.
Because they already have the families, don't they?
Yep, they've already got
Okay, number three, Byrne.
Right. Which football star has Carlton's head of performance said is overweight?
Sean.
Yes, Sean.
I like his lifeline.
Yes. Uh-oh. Yep.
Oh, I'm going to go for
Bernie here.
Yes, Bern.
Oh, no. Is it Buddy Franklin?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure. Why did Carlton's head of performance say that?
Andrew Russell said that.
Well, he shouldn't be.
Well, he's rude. Okay. Number four, Bern. So it's right. one point up.
That's correct, yep.
Yep, to Sean, and Jez is minus one.
That's just brutal.
It's just 1-0.
It's 1-0.
Righto. Okay, right. Number four, Bern.
Name an AFL great inducted into the Hall of Fame last
Sean.
Night.
Sean.
Yes, Sean.
Lenny Hayes.
Yeah,
well done. What
and
star,
number five, too. Bern.
Here we go. Who are we sponsored by this week? Easy one.
Oh, come on.
Oh, no.
Jeremy.
Yes, Jez.
I'll use the Lifeline jars.
Yes.
Oh, smart.
Absolutely. They are very good friends of ours, Country Living Homes.
Wow.
Well done.
Congratulations, Sean from Newton. You are the winner.
Thanks, boys. Thanks,
well played.
Mate.
Bad luck, Jez from Happy Valley.
What's, he
got? What's he got, brother? Brother Icon?
From South Australia.
Faster Pasta open for takeaway, pickup and delivery. You can order online at fasterpasta.com.au.
And congrats, Sean.
Thanks, buddy. Thank you. Thanks, Bern.
Oh, listen to this.
Thank you, boys.
Thanks,
well
boys.
Done.
Don't worry about thanking Jars. That's okay. See you, boys.
he was thanking the other contestant.
Oh, honestly.
No, it was the other contestant. It wasn't me. It was the other contestant.
I thought it was you.
No.
Sean was very, very polite. Jezza gave me the drive-by.
4:27. That's a world record, by the way.
He's great drive-by.
Love catching up with this young man, the Port Adelaide senior captain, Tommy Jonas, joins us. G'day, Tommy. Welcome.
G'day, gents. How you doing?
G'day, gents. How you doing? How are you doing? How are your boys tracking for the big showdown?
Yeah, we're chomping at the bit. I've just knocked off my weight session. I was on the Arvo shift today, so caught me just as I'm on the way out of the club. But no, it's good to be back. We're keen to play some footy. Yeah.
Now you're just coming out of the weight room. Are you ready to play? Do you feel match hardened? Have you trained long enough? Have you done contact for long enough? Are you right?
So the first contact session sorted a few of us out. You just don't really appreciate what it's like until you crack in after not having done it for a while. But, yeah, I think even after a couple of sessions, you start to feel a lot better about it. And I think give us another week and basically all match sim will be ready to go.
Now, you're playing Adelaide, obviously, in round two. What do you do there? Do you go back and have a look at the video from round one or how they've played over the past 12 months? Or do you just go in and try and play the way you want to play?
Yeah, we're obviously focused on the way we want to play. We've sort of used our last, this whole of the year as our sample size, so the two JLT games and then round one. So we've got a little bit to base it off, but we're more concerned about what we want to do. I know Kenny spent about 8 weeks watching vision of every other team, but in terms of what we do, we just focus on ourselves.
And what about your demands when you do fly up to your hub? What about some of the precious demands? You're looking at PlayStations. You want PlayStations. You want toasted sandwiches.
Nutribullets.
Hot tubs.
What do you always think you're Lady Gaga?
Yeah, absolutely. What do you...
What?
That's what we get down here at the port. We're used to it, you know. Oh. Pretty good service in Albion, so...
Because all your rooms don't have kitchens in them, do they?
Nah, and I think that'll suit some boys pretty well, but it would be nice to cook up your own feed once in a while. So we'll see what happens, but we'll make do and we'll be fine. We're only going to be up there for, you know, 2.5 weeks, maybe a little bit longer. We'll be absolutely fine.
What is your specialty in the kitchen? What's your go-to?
Yeah, this will be good.
Oh,
and don't make it up.
Fair old repertoire, boys. But
What is it?
The green chicken curry is a bit of a specialty.
Oh, curry. Okay. Write that down, Jars.
We'll go around the end of the year. We'll get a bottle of red for him.
Yeah, well, Tommy that's probably... Red. Is that still in the mail? That's been about 6 months.
No, but he's still got his own brand. He's still got it. How's that going?
Waiting for the invite.
What's it called again?
I'm sitting there waiting for you. Hey, Diddle.
Hey, Diddle. Hey, Diddle.
Burn. There's a couple of bottles sitting aside waiting for you. I just need to get in the studio. You won't let me come in.
Oh, hang on. There's a couple of bottles for Burn waiting for him. Where's mine?
Yeah, for me, he said.
Yours are up at the Hardwick.
Oh, Guido and Chuck
Spooner. You know where they've gone.
Yeah, your dad's probably polished off my bottles.
Now, he would have, no doubt, if they're sitting around. Now, Tommy, we've seen a lot of soft tissue injuries around at other clubs, in particular Sydney at the moment, with Buddy and I think it's Ben Reid. They are going down. Are you worried? Has there been any injuries at Port Adelaide? And secondly, are you worried about the start of the season with injuries?
There are a few niggles around, but I think it's something we probably expected, that on this short turnaround there were going to be a few soft tissue injuries and even in the first couple of rounds. And I think that's just going to be part of it, and that's why we'll take a, you know, we're going to take a whole whole group up to Goldie and everyone's going to be ready to go, because there will be opportunities, but this is the price you pay for getting a season underway on a short turnaround. And, you know, hopefully there aren't too many and it bodes well for future.
Will Robbie Gray play? I saw him back running the other day. Looks like he might be a chance.
Yeah, he's a showdown specialist. There's no way he's going to miss. He only needs one leg, Rob, anyway. So probably just chop that toe off.
You were out there teaching him how to kick, weren't you, Jazz?
Mate, no. We had a little kick.
Yeah. Yeah, you were trying to tell him what to do.
No, I wasn't.
And he said, ask you how many showdown medals you ever won.
Tommy, when you get to the showdown and you shake Texas, well, you know they shake anyone's hand, you give the elbow to Tex, what are you going to say to him first up?
Oh, no, not too much.
I generally,
you know, stay pretty quiet down there because the forwards get on top of you. But when I'm a bit of a front runner or up by 10 goals, then, you know, you might
give
have
it to him.
To say.
Yeah. What do you think? How will he cope, Burn, your mate Texan?
Oh, well, he's got to get picked first, so.
He might be on the wing anyway, boys. I might not
He's playing wing, ruck, buddy, back pocket, forward pocket. He's everywhere.
Tommy, thanks for your chat. Good luck in showdown, and we're very proud of you. And I can't wait for a hey, diddle, 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 a couple of bottles coming our way. You're in Franklin Street, young man.
And a green chicken
Franklin
curry.
Street, that's your dress, is it? All right.
And a green chicken curry. Good luck, mate.
All right, see you, boys. I'll talk to you next week.
Port LA captain Tommy Jonas. See you on the Rush Hour.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars.
Thanks to Country Living Homes, specialising in transportable, lightweight homes, brick veneer and luxury constructions. There's not much they can't do.
Absolutely. Our new text line is 0488851047. You can get on and just send us any kind of message, family, anything you want. Anything about the show, about Bern and I. So I've got a couple here. Now, you know, like last night, I was beside myself.
Yeah, you were. I lost you there for a while.
But I'd like to see some names and suburbs. Just your first name and suburb. It doesn't go anywhere else. But Jars and Bern, clap. That's not bad for us,
Is that it?
Is that it?
Yeah. Is it true Jars spends 3 days studying to pass a urine test? That's old Stevie from Enfield. Put on your Stevie. Joshy from Cherry Gardens just loves the show. Thinking of paradise. Yeah. My daughter thinks I could be Jars's twin. Round in the face, slightly out of condition, and a dick. Three ticks for me. Davo. This is a 608 number at the end. Can't wait for Burn and Bluey show next week. Is that bloody Blewett? It's Bluey, isn't it?
Bluey.
Is that Blewett?
It would be.
But you know what?
Sounds like
that's him. Okay. That's okay. And I look forward to listening to the low rating show next week.
He said that may be permanent.
Who said that?
That change. Bluey.
Did he?
Yeah, I've just looking up on my text.
Sean, it's fascinating, isn't it, to read what the family are thinking?
Yeah, I mean,
there's some good comments about the Andrew McLeod's situation, but I don't, Well, they're long. They're long to read out, aren't they? Look.
And you're not the greatest reader.
Yes, I am.
Well,
I got B in English.
Yeah, what?
I got a B in English.
In what year?
I'll just read this one out. Chris from Hallett Cove. I haven't read the article, but what is it that Andrew McLeod doesn't like about the Adelaide Crows? He doesn't feel unwelcome. What's going on? Can't believe my beloved club is not united.
Mm.
Been a member since 1992. What's going on? So, yeah, there's a bit of that out there, isn't it? That was a bit of a shock today from Bungie.
Yeah, it's almost the ultimate low blow, isn't it, really, for a footy club, an organisation that tries to create, you know, this unity and a bond, and then probably one of the best players to ever play for the club has come out and said this.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's probably the number one.
D. Jarman, Rupert, Mods, McLeod, they're your top four.
Yeah, so it's that would be a real kick in the guts of the footy club, and they'll be asking questions, no doubt.
Our Owen Smith from West Lakes. Hi, Jars and Burn. Cheers for the scratchy pack. $100 richer from the quiz. Owen from West Lakes.
Well done.
Nice.
Well done, Owen.
See, thanks for letting us know.
See, Owen, West Lakes, bang.
Yeah, easy.
Yeah, so that's the idea. If you're going to send a text message through, put your name and suburb there so we can give you some credit
for it. But we're not going to neglect our Twitter family or our phones. All right, so we're going to, you know, we could have done the phones too, couldn't we, today?
Just probably one thing at a time.
Can I ask you this, Burn? Just sorry, Sean, we've got to. He's not sooking, is he, McLeod?
Bungie? No, I don't think so. I think his words may have been taken out of context a bit. I'm hoping. Yeah. Okay. Because something's happened that we don't know, Jars. So until we find that out,
I've had a couple of text messages from past players
saying what?
And some are agreeing with him.
Well, there's a problem then. If that's the case, I don't feel that way. But obviously, if there's more than one Jars, there's a problem.
All right, Burn. He's a favourite with our V8 fans here in Adelaide. We love this young man. He's a Triple M man through and through. Davey Reynolds joins us. G'day, David.
G'day, boys. How's it going?
When was the last time you were called David?
Just 2 seconds ago. When you called me David.
Does your mum tell you call you David when you're bad?
To be honest, I'm never bad, so she doesn't have to call me David.
Buzz off.
I'm just a good son.
Yeah. Righto, Lady Gaga.
I've got a brainwash.
Oh, no. Now, the whole expiry date has been brought forward, mate. They've brought it forward by 12 months. What does this mean for you? Yeah. Have you held any talks with other teams?
I haven't heard that before, so you're telling me for the first time.
Well, you're telling him for the first time, Boone.
What, you've only just found out that Holden is shutting down?
He knew about this last year.
Well, that's what I thought.
At the start of the year, when Holden were, you know, when they pulled out the sport and whatnot, and they were shutting down. After that, I haven't heard anything else. So,
Where are you getting your money?
Well, weren't they going through to the end of 2021 and now they've pulled it forward to 2020? Or am I just dreaming that?
I have no idea.
I have no idea you're talking about, Boone.
All right, we're going to have to cut that question out then.
Oh, no, we're not.
That's gold. That's pure radio gold, though.
Davey,
I had heard some news about you guys, Jars. You got dumped the other day. What happened?
Oh, don't go there, Dave.
You did too.
Don't
you
go did. There. Good Sean question. Craig Murphy, the radio icon. Why did you dump me?
You dropped the F-bomb. The FFS. Dave, the FFS. You're familiar with that term, aren't you?
Davies.
Oh, I use that all the time.
Don't you?
Well, I can't spell the whole thing, so it's just easier to abbreviate things.
I'm just looking through my notes to make sure that Jared sent me the right questions, so I don't want to ask another silly one. Now, eSports, you've been involved there. I tell you what.
Here we go.
They look like the real thing when I'm watching that. Mm. Are you involved in that?
Are you doing that or not? You don't give a stuff about it.
Well, no, they look like the real thing, but they don't feel or act like the real thing, so that's why I'm miles off the pace.
What, you've been going good?
Well, they favour the kids that have stayed at home their whole life and played video games, and I was not one of them.
Now, NRL's back, AFL's not far away, V8s, when are you back on the track? What date?
So, we're back on the 27th of June, and our next round is Sydney Motorsport Park, and it's like a TV event only, so there's no fans, and there's very limited staff on the ground, so it's like a bare bones type event. It's going to be weird, but it's good to have some sort of like plan in place.
Will you have fake crowd noises in your helmet like they do in the NRL? Burn and I could be your fake crowd.
I like it.
I don't think I'll hear the fake crowd over my loud engine.
Your loud engine.
What's that soccer team did? What did they put in the stands? They put all the
sex dolls.
Sex dolls, yeah.
I'd love to see that.
Why don't the V8s do that around the track?
I'd be for it, but I'd probably get in trouble for saying that. But
Who do you follow in the AFL, Dave?
I don't really follow anyone, to be honest.
They don't care, Ben.
What, you're an NRL man, are you?
My semi-brother-in-law plays for the Canberra Raiders.
Okay.
Oh, hello.
Semi? What, the...
Well, how's that work? Outer, is he?
He's on the way.
Well, we're not married, but, you know, we're like a family type thing. It's a new age family.
As a wee boy, you know, you're fit and you're elite and you're shredded. Did you ever play any competitive sports? Did you like being hit?
Car racing's competitive.
Nah, growing up, I was always the little kid, so I was like too small to play AFL, too small to play basketball, so I had to like play tennis and other sports like that.
Tennis.
I played roller hockey. I played, you know, inline hockey. Yeah, man. Yeah.
You're joking.
Mate, it was the greatest sport I've ever played in my whole life. You know, roller hockey from the 80s with the skates and the ball.
Rollerball.
Yeah.
Nah,
it was awesome. Great time of my life.
I have to ask you, Anton DiPasquale, has he found a girlfriend yet? Is he still playing the field when he come over and advertised himself in Adelaide?
He's he's got the marketing ploy out there. I think he's advertising.
He's still advertising.
His real estate's up for sale.
Hey, mate, great catching up with you. Don't forget those gloves. Boys. You meant to send me some gloves.
You got to send me your address. Oh. You still haven't sent me your address.
What are you going to use them for?
No, to drive.
Oh. You got to stutter now.
To drive.
Hey, good luck on the 27th, mate. Great to have you back on the track. See you, buddy.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Dave.
There he is, our good friend Davey Reynolds there.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars.
Thanks to Country Living Homes, specialising in transportable and lightweight homes, brick veneer and luxury constructions. There's not much they can't do.
Okay, the text number, Triple M text number, it's brand new. Get this into your phone, 0488 51047. And when you send us a text message, make sure you put the name and suburb. And if you miss Bernie's beef, Burns' beef, he ripped into Jars for being a kid in a candy shop. Discovering text messages for the first
and
time.
And technology.
Technology. Mm. It reminded me of a scene from Zoolander.
They're in the computer.
They're in the computer?
Must be an on button somewhere. Press the Apple thing.
Time. Time.
That is you.
Don't. No, it's not.
That's you. A couple of texts. What have you got? A couple of texts have come through, yeah. Jazz.
And we love her family. Thank you for that.
I don't know how you put up with these flogs, Jars. You are carrying this show, mate. Mick from Salisbury.
Love you, Mick.
Obviously hasn't got...
And look, there'll be some nice comments and there'll be some bad comments. What else you got?
Can't wait for Burn and Bluey show next week.
Who said that?
Well, it doesn't say. You've got to leave your name and your suburb as well.
Give me their another number one. And I'll give them a call.
No, we can't use it for that. Sitting in the car, this is from Lisa. Yep. Sitting in the car at South Adelaide Football Club, watching my son... footy training, listening to you funny lads. So well done.
Thanks,
to Lisa.
Lise.
Thank you. There's another one here. Looking forward to Butterbean going on holidays next week. Greg from Walkerville. Where does Bluey live?
Bluey the flog. He lives in Walkerville. He's got a three-story mansion.
He's called you Butterbean.
He's like the Indian bloody Prime Minister.
Butterbean.
Yeah, get.
No, don't. Don't go there. Rush out, Triple M.
Triple M. Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
When I hand it to take